Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Horticulture and Natural Resources Agent Lauren Gamble. Good morning, Lauren.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. The fall weather has come around. I think it's a little more on the winter side of fall, but I'll take it either way. It's
I'm excited for it's not rain over the weekend when I have a lot of things going on.
Exactly. The rain's the worst part.
I think the weekend's going to be beautiful.
Hopefully. Well, with that, you guys are giving away seeds, and as we talked about, there's still stuff that can be done in these wintry fall months.
Yes, I feel like I always count down the days till I get to seed my ditch and throw things in the ditches and plant new native plants. And we are going to try to spread that and get everyone to have a bunch of native plants through our seed giveaway, which is going to be on November 3rd. It's next Monday. So it's, 3 days. It's going to be from 2 to 4 in the Franklin County Annex Commissioner's Chambers. So that's at 1418 South Main Street. That's where our extension office is. If you walk right by our office, turn right, we're going to be in the chamber room over there. Not only are we going to have native plants, we're going to also have other flowers, vegetables, things like that. But kind of going to talk through some of the ones we're going to have. So, of course, we'll have some of your most popular milkweeds and comb flowers, black-eyed Susans. But we're also going to have some asters, showy partridge pea. We're going to even have a few native mixes pre-mixed. And those are going to be seeds that you're going to, like I said, go out this fall, plant them this fall so they all come up in the spring. We're going to have kind of a few rare species. We have some purple, false purple thistles. So we do have native thistles in Kansas. So if you want to try something new, this is definitely a great time to come into the seed giveaway, see what we have, grab new flowers, and just try them out because it's no harm when everything's completely free. We're even going to have a few grasses. We don't have very many, but we have some side oats and Indian grass as well. So if you want to come in and get some of those rare seeds that we might, some of them we only have one packet of, some of them we have up to 10. So come in quick and early to get those. Other ones like our comb flower, we have 100 seed packets, so we're really excited to get those out. So besides the natives, we're going to have a bunch of other flowers. We have a ton of marigolds and zinnias. Marigolds are really wonderful for vegetable gardens. So if you haven't already added those into your vegetable garden, this would be a great time to do that. But we're also going to have some really cool flowers like moonflowers. We're going to have blackberry lilies and some assortment of sunflowers. And then for vegetables, we're going to have a ton of different varieties of vegetables. I will say that when you come to the seed swap, not all the varieties have been recorded and written down, so you might just have to risk it, but we'll have some like Blue Hubbard squash. We'll have a bunch of other squash and pumpkins that you can grow. We're going to have a few different types of sweet corn. We have some salad mixes, so some of those cool season crops as well. We're going to have a bunch of different types of basil. I think that'd be a really cool thing. You can plant those inside or you can put them out in your garden next year. And then, again, some of those smaller ones we only have a few sweet peppers, radishes, eggplants, and peas. So if you want to come in and get the best of the best, we definitely recommend that you show up early. But we're really excited to see everybody. Currently, we have almost 900 bags of seeds to give away. So we really are hoping to have a bunch of people there. Get some for yourself, get some for your friends and family, and come learn as well. We're going to have the master gardeners at each table telling everybody about what seeds there are, how to plant them, when to plant them. We'll have publications available. So if you want more information, you can always do that as well. But we're just excited to hang out with everybody and hopefully have some beautiful flowers popping up in the district in the spring.
An absolutely phenomenal thing that could be happening. Some lovely seeds that could grow. Coming up Monday morning, Frontier Extension District Adult Development and Aging Family Resource Management Agent Janae McNally.